only a 24 hours comfort began in the afternoon, let's say at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it continued till 1 the next afternoon, at 1 o'clock the next afternoon, and then she gave birth. So then it's considered a disabled conifer, but not a conifer of Yeshua. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, when she comes to the Yerushalayim, if let's say sunset is at 6 o'clock, let's say if sunset is at 6 o'clock and the minute before 6, so the pain subsided, and then at 6 the next day, so she gave birth to the child, so then it's considered the Yerushalayim because there was a period of 24 hours. Killing Shabbos V'Yemek, not if it consists of 24 hours, but not, it doesn't begin the period of 24 hour comfort. It doesn't begin with sunset and end at sunset. So this is one Pshat in Hanani. The other Pshat in Hanani is the Pshat of the Ramban, the Pshat of the Ram, that it means Hanani Shite is that if the day on which he became Yisrael Deir, of the third year, so began with Keish. So suppose, let's say, she had a year on Sunday, she had a year on Monday, and then she had a year on Monday night, which is already the Tuesday day. The day begins with the night. Let's say she had a year at 9 p.m. Monday night, she had a year, and then she had a year down, and she was the Keish. And then, 5 minutes after 9, so the pain subsided. And then she continued to be in comfort for 24 hours, for 48 hours. So, in view of the fact that the beginning of the day, of the third year, that is the Tuesday day, so the beginning of the Tuesday day, from 6 to 9, so she was in pain, she was decaying. So even though after that there was a period of comfort for 24 hours, and even a Leila V'Yemek Shabbos, to Leila V'Shabbos V'Yemek. In other words, she had pain the first 3 hours of Monday night, which is the Tuesday day, the first 3 hours, and she had her ears down, on Tuesday. But the first 3 hours of the Tuesday day were in pain, and then at 9 p.m. Monday night, so the pain subsided, and she was in comfort the whole Tuesday day and the whole Wednesday day. And she gave birth Wednesday night, she certainly had the period of comfort of 24 hours, including 24 hours that started with sunset and ended with sunset. Suppose the lady was Wednesday night, so according to Hananiah, she will not be considered the 11th day. As long as the, in other words, according to Hananiah, when she considered the 11th Bezei, if the day of the Riya Gimel, of the third Riya of Zimek, was if any part of that Riya Sven Gimel was became she, so then she cannot be considered the 11th Bezei. In other words, only if the day of the third Riya on which she becomes Izovik, she can become Izovik daily, was completely beshaved. But if part of the third day on which the third year took place was beshaved, so she cannot become Izovik daily. That's the second pshat. Then the third pshat is the pshat of the Rambam Kanan, according to Magen Mishnah, that what does it mean, kol chash, kol shechal kishuyo b'shlishi shalom, after you call ayim kuli b'shufe, ain't the yoyed of his aim. So what does he mean? Angel and Zayv, he means that if, let's say, she had a Riyas Dam Bikeshi on Sunday morning, and she had a Riyas Dam Bikeshi on Monday morning, and then the pain subsided by noontime Monday, and then the lady, and she was in comfort, from noon Monday till noon Tuesday, and she gave birth to a child at noon Tuesday, also in comfort, so we do not say, in view of the fact that she had 24 hours of comfort, from noon Monday to noon Tuesday, So Mimele, she should be considered as Gilad is disabled, she should have to count Zaynikin. And Anya said, no. Inasmuch as the lady took place, the lady took place, and together with the lady there was a discharge of dam. Usually, I mean, so there is a discharge of dam. So Mimele, in Yimezive, so Mimele, since the discharge of dam took place simultaneously with the lady, and lady, and any Riyas dam that is simultaneous with lady is considered dam keshi. Is considered dam keshi, even though she is in comfort. So the shita of the Rambam means that this is what Hananiah ben Achir Rabbi Yeshua tells us. That lady itself, any Riyas dam that comes out, any dam that is discharged simultaneously with lady is considered dam keshi, not dam sheni, but she is in comfort. It doesn't make any difference, because the reason, I mean, in the Rambam shita is very mistada, because why do we distinguish between dam keshi and dam sheni? Because of the zakosu of domo machmas atzmo veli domo machmas blood. So if, let's say, a woman in the Yemezid has a Riyas dam, and the Riyas dam is coupled with pain, so that shows that this discharge of dam is not menstrual bleeding. It's domo machmas blood. Because if it had been of menstrual origin, why would it be coupled with pain? Because when a woman has a menstrual flow, she might have slight pain, but it's not the kind of pain that a woman has, when the baby pushes down. So that's the raya. If the Riyas dam is coupled with pain, that is domo machmas lodo. If there was a period of comfort of 24 hours prior to the discharge of dam, so mimele, it's a raya that this dam does not originate in menstruation. Because if there was a period of comfort of 24 hours, so then it's a raya that it's not due to machmas lodo. Because if it had been due to machmas lodo, to the pushing of the baby, so then it should be coupled with pain. The fact that she was in a state of comfort for 24 hours shows that this discharge of dam is not due to the blood. So it's not exeris akosov. A Riyas dam b'meizive coupled with pain is toil, and the Riyas dam that is not coupled with pain is tomei. The reason is why a Riyas dam that is coupled with pain is toya, because if it's coupled with pain, so we know that it's due machmas lodo. It's not menstrual, it's not of menstrual origin. It's because of the blood. Why does a woman bleed before it gives birth to the baby? And then when it bleeds, it is coupled with pain. Because as the baby pushes, the baby rubs against the walls of the uterus, so it irritates, so then it starts bleeding. So that's domo machmas lodo. So mele, the Rambam shita is that even if the discharge of dam bishas leide mamish is not coupled with pain, but it's still machmas lodo. Now if it is machmas lodo, so it's doya. So it's doya, and this is what the Ramban says. The Ramban says that if a woman will have, if the third riyah of a yeldis b'meizive will be the riyah b'shas leide mamesh, even though the lady will be b'shefi, and even though the yeldis had been b'shefi 24 hours prior to the lady, but she's still there. She doesn't have to count zayinikin, because why is dam keshi toya? Why? Because the dam is coupled with pain. Because it's domo machmas lodo. The pain is a raya that it's dam machmas lodo. It's not of menstrual origin. But if the dam comes out at the time of the lady mamish, then it's certainly machmas lodo. So that is the pshat of the Rambam in Hananiah. Kol shechol kishuyo bishlishi shalom. Afilu kol ayim koli bishufu. In other words, he had a real dam on Sunday, the first riyah, the second riyah on Monday, and then noontime Monday, so the pain subsided, and she had a period of shefi of 24 hours till Tuesday noon, and Tuesday noon there was a lady still be shefi, and there was a discharge of dam. So then she is not considered yoredes b'zayin, but after all, the third riyah, which noon on Tuesday. So that was b'sheifi. The answer is b'sheifi, but it was dam machmas lodo. So even if it's b'sheifi as long as it's dam machmas lodo, so it's considered like dam keish, and that seems to be a very simple swan. However, the sifrei tare is midayik from this thesis. The thesis is chilek on the Rambam shita and the Rambam and the Ramban shita. And the Teisei Shita is, and is Midai, the secret power is Midai from this Teisei. Because Teisei says, V'oro v'seida, b'feil beis, v'yef shalom v'sichas ha-kera v'lindam, v'im k'intistei, v'yohoche b'inon, shivon iti midam. Apparently, the secret power did not understand the Teisei the way the Marshal and the Maram understood the Teisei. The Teisei's Kashi is. Here, Robe says, Enos is Seres. And Enos Yisrael is Mashma, Enos Yisrael is Kol. Not in one day still. But, true, it is Dam Keishi. Some Mele should be Seisir L'chol HaPoches one day. Dam Keishi is not Seisir called Zion, but one day it is Seisir. It is Seisir. So he didn't understand Teisir that way. But Teisir, he understood that Teisir is saying, Vimki Tisteya. Why? Because Tisteya called Shivo, not just the Rechma. Tisteya called Shivo. So why Tisteya called Shivo? But after all, Dam Keishi is not Tisteya called Shivo. The answer is, here Rove has reference to the case where the lady was Bishayf, not the Keishi. Not the Keishi. So Mimele Tisteya says to Kashi, Rove says of the very base. And Rove has reference to a case where it is Bishayfi, Vim Kein Tisteya, the Hoche Binon Shiva Nikim Midam. I mean, why should we explain to you that way? So this says, V'yesh Leima, the Rove Alumi the Rav Nurines Koma, Ki the Parishes, V'yisova the Hoche Binon Shiva Nikim Midam, the Koma Binon Shiva Nikim Midam. Now, the secretary mentions another riot from Jesus. The other thesis, so there is a riot. There's the thesis that one of Ches, we cannot go over this thesis right now. So, from the thesis that one of Ches and Dalai, Dibra Maschel, my Daitach Mishun Yifolim, my Daitach Mishun Yifolim, so thesis says, so, Ubi Shleime Bissomo Gabriel Shreye Kuf Yomi, Ikel Lema Vibichav Vladmeier, Inamid Benkaim. Now, so thesis, applies this Gemara of Yesh Reye Kuf Yomim to Ibn Kayom. Now, if you look into the Rashi, Yesh Reye Beloi Keishi, Komashlon, the Efsha, which is a Kerov Leidam, the Loi Efsha, Havu Zobe Kishi Yolda Hashnaim, Shlachanida, the Havu Yim Leide Shlishi, the Abe Chazi, Kedem Leide, the Psychas a Kerov, Havu Zobe, Hoyle Vloi Keishi Rosso. So the Ramban applies it to a nifon. So in case you're nifon. But Teisve says that it's Mayra Ben Kayome, not a nifon. So still it's considered Beroi Keishi. How is it considered Beroi Keishi? Obviously, Teisve's thing is that even the dam that comes out at the time of the lady, which is certainly attributable to the lady, to the blood, but if it's Beroi Keishi, so then it's considered like Dam Sheifi, and Mimele, she is considered as the Yoredes B'Zayin. So from this thesis, there is a strong riot, but from this thesis, there is no riot at all from this thesis. Anyway, so there is a machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam on one hand. The Ramban and the Rambam say that in the Dam, the third riyah In the amazing that takes place Isha's lady, even though it's in a period of comfort, and even though she had been in a state of comfort for 24 hours prior. So, but as long as this dam is the rear of the dam takes place together with the lady, so then it's dam achmas vodo. So then it has a din of dam keish. Even though b'mtzias it was not coupled with pain. Masha'in can take the shita is that in b'mtzias the rear's dam b'shas lady mamish is not coupled with pain, so Mimele, she's considered as irrelevant. But this thesis doesn't say anything, this thesis. It's the other thesis and that one.
What does Rav Sadi say? No, but what does he mean when he says when he says you count either from your base power or you make from?
Kirchhoff in New York, North Cushing, Yoredale, Gimel Towns, Atoshim, and Bays, Thursday, June 24th, 1982.
Tisves, Gafon, Zainan, and Bays. Mayim in Duso, Dein Ruin Lizive. So that means that Yemenidus is in a ruin Lizivo. Why is it in a ruin Lizivo? So Rashi explains it, and the Gemara says so. The Gemara calls it Yersha. In other words, because the Aloha is, I mean, this Gemara is like the sheet of the Rambam. I mean, that's one of the kashas against the Rambam sheet. Because the Rambam sheet, the Rambam paskins, that Yemenidus, first of all, the Rambam sheet is that it's an uninterrupted Cheshbon 7-11-7-11. So Meile, it's Efshia. If it's an uninterrupted Cheshbon, so it's Efshia. And Aloha is that Yemenidusso is Eilu Yemei Zivoso. In other words, Yemenidu Shein Reyabed is Eilu Yemei Zivoso. So, but the Kashi is, our Gemara says that Yemenidusso is Eilu Yemei Zivoso. Yemenidusso Shein Reyabed is Eilu Yemei Zivoso. And furthermore, the Gemara calls it the Efshia. Why Efshia? Because the moment a woman becomes a Zavik Deile, so the Yemenidus do not begin until she has completed the count of Zaynikin. So maybe it's Lo Yefshia. In other words, so if the woman does not become a Zavik Deile, so then if a woman had the initial Ries Dam on the first of Nisan, so then if she sees Dam again on the 8th of Nisan, it's Yemei Zivin. If she sees Dam on the 8th, on the 9th, on the 10th, so then she becomes Izovik Deile. So if she sees Dam, if she has an initial Ria on the first of Nisan, and then she has another Ria on the 8th, and another Ria on the 9th of Nisan, and another Ria on the 10th of Nisan, three Rias on three successive days, so she becomes Izovik Deile. So then she has to count Zaynikin. And if there is nothing that he says to her minyan, so then she counts from the 11th of Nisan till the 17th of Nisan. 17th of Nisan, seven clean days. So then, and then if she will see again the Rias Dam, she'll have a Rias Dam on the 19th of Nisan, it will again start the Yemenidus. But suppose she doesn't see Dam on the 8th and the 9th and the 10th. She sees Dam on the 16th of Nisan, an initial Ries Dam she had on the 1st of Nisan. And then she has a Ries Dam on the 16th of Nisan, and another Ries Dam on the 17th of Nisan, and another Ries Dam on the 18th of Nisan. So she becomes Izove Deile. So then she has to start counting Zaynikin. So the Yemenidus will not start on the 19th of Nisan again. If everything had been normal, so then the Yemenidus would start on the 19th of Nisan again. If she didn't see Dam on the 16th and on the 17th and on the 18th, but she just had the Rias Dam on the 1st of Nisan, and then she would have another Rias Dam on the 19th of Nisan, so she would become an Ivek. But in view of the fact that she had a Rias Dam on the 16th and the 17th and the 18th, so she became is of Deile. She has to start counting Zion Kim. So the Mele, the commencement of the Yemenidus again is deferred until she will have completed the count of Zion Kim. She saw Dam on the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th. So then she has to start counting 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th as the Zion Kim. So then, and if she doesn't have any steering, And these Zaynikin, so the Yemenide will be able to start again on the 26th. And suppose on the 25th she has a Rias Dam, so again it's Eisel Mafreya, all the Zaynikin, she has to start counting from the 26th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, let's say the first day of the year, and the second day of the year. So then, and then, on the third of the year, she, again the Zayin Minidus will start. But as long as she does not, she's not successful in completing the count of Zayin Nikiyin, so the cycle of Minidus does not begin. That's Mucha from this Gemara, because the Gemara says, Mayim Einidoso Ein Huyin Lizrigo. And that's Yefsha. Why is it Yefsha? Because Gemara is the Kashe. Why is it Yefsha? So it's Yefsha because once she becomes Izogadele, so that suspends the commencement of the Zayin Minidus until she has successfully completed a count of Zayin Kiyin. So that means that the Cheshb of Yeminidus and Mizivus is not an uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11, as the Rambam says. So this Gemara is one of the Gemaras that is contrary. This Gemara is one of the Gemaras that is contrary to the Shittas Rambam. Now that's one Gemara that is explicitly contrary to the Shittas Rambam, and then another Gemara that is explicitly contrary to the Shittas Rambam is the Gemara in Yerachim. Now I don't want to go over all the Hashbinas in Gemara and Irachim here, because why should I just waste the time? So you should go over yourself. I mean, the Sugya in Irachim, the Ches, that it's not difficult. You have to concentrate, just a little bit of the arithmetic here. So, the Ches, Omedale, in Pesach, Biteye, in Irachim, in Pesach, Biteye, Pochet, Mishivo, V'Yeser al Yuzayim. So, from this Mishneh until the next Mishneh. So, the whole Sugi, the Sugi of Teh, in Erechim, is contrary to Shittas Rambam. Just like our Sugi is contrary to Shittas Rambam, so that Sugi is also contrary to Shittas Rambam. A third Sugi that is contrary to Shittas Rambam is, at the end, hopefully, next week we'll cover it. So, that's one of the tests on the base. Louis Shonel wrote, Teslov with Viloso Shin Chompeis Leviosa, Vishim Tzolim Chomzayim, Yechi Hadre Viloso Esri Mitarte, Kaimelo Vesirch Yim Ezivosa. So that Sugi again is contrary to Shittas Rambam. So we have three Sugis that are contrary to Shittas Rambam. I mean, what kind of interest could there be on Shittas Rambam? So all the Gishayim follow the Shittas of the Rambam. And the Shittas of the Rambam is in line with all the Gemaras in Shas. But the Shittas of the Rambam is contrary to a number of Sugyas. And three Sugyas that are explicitly contrary to the Shittas of the Rambam is our Sugya, Mayim Nidoso, Eiruim Lizivo, Vin Sfir Hashivo Eilamen. So that means why it's Yefsha? Because the moment she becomes is of a daily. So the commencement of the Yemenidom is suspended until the woman has completed the count of Zayin Kiyin, so it's not an uninterrupted measure. And then the Sugya in Erech and Afres, and the Sugya that Lametes in Ide. These are the three main Sugyas that are contrary to Shittas Rambam. Now, the Chavis Das mentions one modification on the Shittas Rambam, and with that we can answer all the kashas. I don't want to go into the Sugyas, but the gist of what the Chavis Das says is that the Rambam Shite has to be limited, has to be modified. Even though the Rambam doesn't spell it out explicitly, but we have to say like that. Otherwise, the Rambam Shite is inexplicable. So the Chavis Das says that the Rambam Shite of an uninterrupted cheshbon, applies only to a woman who doesn't have a vesek kavua. Certain women have a vesek kavua. That means they have is a regular cycle. They have the period every 25th day, every 30th day, every 20th day. It can be every 19th day. So that's a woman who has a vesek kavua. And many women do not have a vesek kavua. So sometimes, she'll have the period on the 25th as of the preceding period, and sometimes she'll have the period on the 24th day of the preceding period, and sometimes she'll have it on the 30th day of the previous period. So that's a woman who does not have a vessel for Torah. So when does the Rambam say that the cheshbon of Yemenidus and Yizivus is an uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11, 7-11, that only applies to a woman who does not have a vessel kavua. But if a woman has a vessel kavua, now the Rambam himself says that the moment Rambam says in Perik Vov Milchesisur Ebi Aloch Adalet Kol Shiva Sayonim Shenikve Yolo Veset Bitchiloso Heina Nikroin Yimei Nidoso Ben Roaso Behem Dam Ben Loi Roaso Behem Dam Umtnima Nikroin Yimei Nide Mipnei Shein Ruin Linide Vichol Dam Shetire Behem Dam Nido Vichol Dam Shetire Behem Dam Nide Yechoshet Vichol Achadoso Yeim Shachar Ashivo Heima Nikroin Yimei Zivoso בין רועסו בין דם, בין לא רועסו, ולומו ניקרוי ימי זיווה, מפני שאינרוי ימי זיווה, וכל דם שתירו בין דם זיווה יחושב, ואיזויה בשני שם יסיימו שאין ימי זווסו ימי זווסו. So the Rambam says, בין רועסו, בין לא רועסו. It's an uninterrupted חשב, 7-11. That's the point of which the Rambam is saying. Then the Rambam says, in הלוח הבאות, כל ימי אוישו, מיים שיקוב עלו וסת, עד שתומוס, אוי עד שיבוקר הווסת לימה אחר, תיס פייר לאילום שיבו, מתחילה סיימא וסת, ואחרי נחדוסו ואחרי נשיבו, ואחרי נחדוסו. ותיזויה במיניין כדי שתדע באי שתיר אדם, אם במי נידו רואה עשו, אוי במי זיו. So the Rambam says that it's an uninterrupted חשב, unless there is a שינוי וסת. So the moment there is a שינוי וסת, so that stops, changes the whole cycle. In other words, like this, it's uninterrupted. 7-11, 7-11. But suppose a woman had a vessel kavua of every 25th day. Sitting down every, of having a menstrual flow every 25th day. And then, all of a sudden, she changes the cycle. And instead of sitting down every 25th day, she sits down every 20th day. Every 20th day. So then, when does it become that the veset is nikva on a different day? If a certain veset appeared, took place three times. So because the first time that it takes place in a different way, so that doesn't convey a new veset. Only if three times the veset takes place in a different way. So in other words, let's say a woman had a veset. A woman had a veset, let's say, was nikvah veset in this, and then she continued to have the menstrual flow in accordance with this pattern. In other words, every 25th day as of the first of this. So it was nikvah the veset for the first time on the first of this. And then she has the veset every 25th day, as of the first of this. But then, let's say, by the following Shvat, she is nikva another vessel, not every 25th day, but every 20th day. So then, the uninterrupted cheshbon will start from the new vessel. Then the Rambam says, be finished. And then, the Rambam also says, Lady also interrupts the cycle. In other words, when a woman gives birth to a child, so that puts an end to the whole cheshbon of Yemenida and Yemezive. So then she has to wait until the end of Yemekeya, let's say she gives birth. She gives birth to a Mekeva, to a girl. So then the Yemenida start again, anew, on the 81st day, and then she has to start counting 7-11, 7-11. So there are two things that interrupt the cycle of Yemenidus in Izibus. Even Shiva Hesed or Leib. So the Hamzda says that when does the Rambam say that it's always an uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11, 7-11 if the woman does not have the period in accordance with the Veset Kavua? But suppose a woman has the Veset Kavua, so even though according to the uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11, 7-11, it should be Yemenide, it should be Yemezive, but if, let's say, she has a Veset Kavua every 25th day, let's say, if you follow up an uninterrupted cheshbon, so then it follows that any Riyas Dam that will take place between the 8th day, as of the initial year, and the 18th day, as of the initial year, so that's amazing. But any Riyas Dam that takes place on the 19th, up to the 25th, will be Yemenide. Any Riyas Dam that will take place on the 26th up to the 36th will be Yemezide again. Any Riyas Dam that will take place from the 37th, 37th, 38th, 39th, 40th, 41st, 42nd is Yemenide again. Any Riyas Dam that will take place from the 43rd up to 53rd, inclusive, will be Yemezide again. Any Riyas Dam that will take place from the 54th up to the 60th will be Yemenide again. Any Riyas Dam that will be take place from the 61st till the 71st will be Yemezide again, and so on. So it's an uninterrupted pressure. But suppose a woman will have the Riyas Dam. The initial year was on the 1st of Nisan. The initial year. And then she'll have a Riyas Dam on the, let's say, the 25th. The 25th. So that, according to the uninterrupted cheshbon, it should be Yemenide. Because the 25th is the last day of the Yemenide. But if the woman has a Veset Kavua of seeing Dam every 25th day, so Memele, then it will be, so, I'm sorry. Suppose you have a Riyas Dam on the 26th day, and her Veset Kavua is every 26th day, and her initial year was the first of this, and then she'll have a Riyas Dam on the 26th. So, according to the uninterrupted cheshbon, she should be Zobektanik. Because it's 7-11, 7 plus 11 is 18, plus 7 is 25, plus now it's the 26th day, so it's already Yemezive again. It's the first day of the Yidalef Yei, according to the uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11. But, so if the woman does not have a Veset Kavua, she never has a Veset Kavua. So now she had an initial year on the first Nisan, and then she has another year on the 26th of Nisan, she has to count one clean day. She marries a Jew again. But suppose this woman who had an initial year on the first of Nisan, at the first of Nisan, and now she'll have another year on the 26th of Nisan, but it's in accordance with her regular cycle, because we know she has a cycle of having a menstrual flow every 26th day. So even the Rambam will be made there. That will start the Yemenide again. And she'll have to count 7 days, not clean days, but 7 days. But not count one clean day as a Shemeras Yom Kineged Yayin. Why? Because the Torah calls Yimei Tziveh below Eitz Nidosah. So if a woman has no regular cycle, regular period, so the male, if she had an initial Riyah on the 1st of Nisan, and then she has another Riyah on the 26th of Nisan, so it can be considered below Eitz Nidosah. Below Eitz Nidosah. Why is it below Eitz Nidosah? Because it's natural for a woman to have a menstrual flow every 19th day. But so the male, if you consider 7-11 and then 7, so then the 26th day marks already the first of the Yudalef Yom of Yom Yizivik. So it can be considered below Yizivosa. Below Yizivosa. Masha'inkin, if we know that this woman has a Veset Kavua of seeing dam every 26th day, in view of the fact that she had an initial Riyah on the 1st of Nisan, now she has a menstrual flow on the 26th of Nisan, how can we say it's below Eitz Nidosah? That's the most natural thing for a woman, to have a menstrual flow in accordance with her cycle. So how can it be called below Eitz Nidosah? So even the Rambam will be made there, that in spite of the fact that according to the Rambam, so there is aloche of an uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11, but the Rambam himself points out, he spells it out, that if there is a shinua veset, so that suspends the uninterrupted, that interrupts the otherwise uninterrupted count of 7-11. So what difference does it make whether a certain menstrual flow takes place on the basis of a new veset, or it takes place on the basis of the same regular veset? In other words, what is the reason as why the Rambam says that a Shinua Veset starts a new cycle of 7-11? Why? Because a Shinua, any Kriyas Veset is be'ez Nidosah. If a woman has a Shinua Veset, so that means that's her cycle, that's her natural menstrual flow in accordance with a certain cycle. So just as a Shinua Veset constitutes an Eitz Nidosah, memele it interrupts the otherwise uninterrupted count of 7-11, so even if there is no Shinua Veset, for the same reason, just the Veset, the menstrual flow, takes place in accordance with the regular cycle of every 26 days, so that too interrupts the otherwise uninterrupted count of 7-11. So when does the Rambam say that it's an uninterrupted count? Only if a woman will have a Riyah's dam on the first of the month, and then she'll have another Riyah's dam on the 26th of the month, and the woman has no regular cycle. She has no regular cycle. Sometimes it's the 26th day, sometimes it's the 28th day, sometimes it's the 35th day, sometimes it's the 19th day, as of the previous Riyah's dam. So then it's an uninterrupted cheshbon. But if a woman has a Riyah's dam in accordance with a regular cycle, a regular pattern, a veset, so then it always, any Riyah's dam that is in accordance with an established pattern, a veset interrupts the otherwise uninterrupted count of 7-11. So memele, this kasha we can answer against the Rambam, because here the Gemara says, "Mayim menidoso in ruim lizive veinsvira shivo eile mehen af yimei lidoso." But according to the Rambam, the answer is our Gemara's reference to a woman, according to Rambam, who has a veset kavua. So memele, if a woman has a veset kavua and still she saw dam yimei zivah, so then the yimei nideh do not begin until she has counted the zayniki, because if she has a veset kavua, so in other words, she follows up a certain regularity. a certain pattern. And still, in the 11 days, Benito and Ido, she had to be a dam. That's abnormal. So in other words, so when does she become restored to her normalcy, like any other woman, until she has counted 7 clean days? Then we know that this woman, that this woman is restored to her normal status. So Mimele, the count, the uninterrupted count, the otherwise uninterrupted count is suspended until she has managed to complete a count of Dayakim. That's our Gemara. Machinkim, when the Rambam says that it's an uninterrupted Cheshbon, and that he mainly does so is a Lelisvira Zivoso, so that the Rambam has reference to a woman who does not have a Reset Kavua. So if she does not have a Reset Kavua, so Mimele, if it happens on the 26th day, so then it's considered a lawyer is Nidoso. But if a woman has a Reset Kavua, and if a certain riya takes place in accordance with a certain pattern of her Reset, then it cannot be considered Beloya is Nidoso. So that is Nidoso. So the Rambam is also made that the otherwise uninterrupted count of 7-11 is suspended. Yes. No. No. The Rambam says, Koni meyoisho miyem sheyikvalo veset, achitomus, oyach yoker aveset to yemacher. I know, I mean, so, in other words, the Rambam says, in other words, if there is no, because the Rambam has reference to a case of a woman, you know, where that established the veset kavua, but the occurrence of the veset does not collide. You see, the occurrence of the veset does not collide with the uninterrupted count of 7-11. In such a case, so it's an uninterrupted cheshbon. But if the occurrence of the veset collides with the uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11, so for the same reason that the shinua veset suspends the uninterrupted count, why? Why do the shinua veset suspend the uninterrupted count? Because if there is a Shin Abeset, we cannot say just because according to the uninterrupted count it's Yemezive, so now it's also Yemezive. But after all, there is a Shin Abeset, so that's a Snidoso if there is a Shin Abeset. So the same thing is true of without the Shin Abeset. As long as the Riyas Dam takes place in accordance with the regular cycle of the Beset. Anyway, I mean, I know that the Pashto Saloshin is not that way. But this is what the Chalizdat says. I'm just pointing it out in respect to this particular kasha. I don't want to discuss the other kashas. But this particular kasha against the Rambam can be answered with the Chiddush by the Chalizdat. Yes, what is it?
In the Rambam, the thing that is that the best of all could be changed in number of ways.
That suspends the amount of the kasha.
It seems from the end of the thing,
what?
That only later can change the
best. Yes, that it means. In other words, later suspends the uninterrupted count even without a Riyas Dam taking place in accordance with the regular cycle. So that he has to mention. Later is the only thing that can suspend the uninterrupted count of 7-11 without any Riyas Dam taking place in accordance with the cycle. Later, that's a special halacha. That Leide also suspends. But besides Leide, what suspends the uninterrupted count? A menstrual flow in accordance with a certain cycle. So, the menstrual flow in accordance with a certain cycle can manifest itself in two situations. Either in the situation of a changed cycle, changed pattern, or even if it's not a changed pattern, as long as it takes effect in accordance with a certain pattern. So the moment if a menstrual flow takes place in accordance with a certain pattern, then you cannot say that it's Yemezive just because according to the Cheshbon, the uninterrupted Cheshbon, it's Yemezive. Because according to the uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-Eleven, so the 26th day is amazing. But after all, if there is a menstrual flow in accordance with a certain regularity, so that's Eis Nidoso. Eis Nidoso by itself starts Yemeni. Because Eis Nidoso means Lo Eis Nidoso, amateur. Now, so in connection with a woman who has a regular cycle, so then it's very simple to determine what is natural, what is not natural. In other words, if the Riyah takes place, not in accordance, so then it can be considered Lo Eis Nidoso, unless it happens to be Eis Nidoso according to the general cycle, uninterrupted count of 7-11. But if a woman does not have a regular cycle, so then what determines whether it's Eis Nidoso or not Eis Nidoso, if it is in the uninterrupted count of 7-11 determines whether it's Eis Nidoso or Eis Nidoso. Vis-a-vis a woman who does not have a Veset Kavua, but vis-a-vis a woman who has a Veset Kavua, so any Veset, any menstrual flow in accordance with the pattern of the Veset Kavua marks Eis Nidoso, constitutes Eis Nidoso. Alright, so Mele, that eliminates the Kashi from this Gemara against the Rambam, because this Gemara has to be applied to a woman who has a Riyas Dam, who has a Veset Kavua. So such a woman, so we say, Now, Tesis says the Kashi. Mayu minidoso de inguin izive, vintei mat mishile posimen. O mayu minidoso, שנראה בין אילים לסביר עזיבוסו ויש בו עם הדהוסו מהר בזו וקטן שראה אילים ידלת אילים ידווי זהב בית חולס ניד בי לבו. Now, I don't want to go over the whole sugi. I asked you to go over the sugi. You should have gone over the sugi. But I just want to mention one Indian in that sugi. That also, that's one of the sugi's needed that involved a lot of computation. Now, there, the sugya yinideh, that in Dalet, and you'll see that in that Gemara, so there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis, in the pshat in the Gemara. And of course, Tesis goes in Shitoset. I mean, according to Rashi, you couldn't mention this teretz by Tesis. But Tesis goes in Shitoset, that's why Tesis makes the distinction between Zoviktane and Izovidele. What's the Gemara? The Gemara that Mundala discusses a woman who has a certain abnormal condition. I mean, all these things might happen to a woman just before menopause. So all kinds of situations arise just before menopause. So many women will have a continual flow for, let's say, for 10 days. And then she'll stop, and then again have continual flow for 10 days. Like this, a woman who is young, who is long before menopause, so such a situation will be symptomatic of a very serious condition in the woman. But if a woman is approaching menopause, so then it's not allowed. But so the Gemara discusses the status of a woman who has an unnatural condition. In other words, because the usual condition for a woman is when she has a menstrual flow, so she bleeds 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, at most 7 days, not 8 days. 8 days, that's below Eis Nidoso. So the 8 day is already amazing. Because, so the Rabban explains it, because it's abnormal for a woman to bleed for more than 7 days. For 7 days, it's not abnormal. Of course, most women will bleed for 3 or 5 days. But many women will bleed for 6 and 7 days too. But not for 8 days. But, so the Gemara discusses. The Gemara discusses also, all on the highest level. I mean, that's not Lemaise. Lemaise, because today, if a woman bleeds 1 day, so she has to count the king. But the Gemara is discussing it on the highest level. So the Gemara discusses the status. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara discusses like this. So what days is she allowed to cohabit with her husband? So suppose it's she has a menstrual flow of 2 days and then 2 days teres, and then again 2 days. So the Gemara discusses all the situations. One of the situations is Shmeino Yomim Tmei, the fifth line from the end of the Omer. Shmeino Yomim Tmei, Ushmeino Yomim Teheri, Mishameshes Hamisho Oso Yei Miteich Arboim Ushmeino. So, suppose a woman has a habit of having a menstrual flow for 8 days straight, and then it stops bleeding, and 8 days she's clean, she has no flow, and then again, it alternates. 8 days a flow, 8 days no flow. 8 days a flow, 8 days no flow. So if the woman has that habit of having a menstrual flow for 8 days, and then no flow for 8 days, and again flow for 8 days, no flow for 8 days. So in other words, so Shmeino Yomim Tmeim, Shmeino Yomim Teirim, so on the highest level, she is allowed to cohabit with her husband 15 days from every 48 days. From every 48 days. How is the Cheshbon? The Cheshbon is very simple. Cheshbon is very simple. Let's say she has a flow of 8 days. So the first 8 day period, so she's a solar bio. The second 8 day period, she has no flow. But as a result of the flow she had on the 8th day, that's already the first day of the Aleph Yom. So Mimele she becomes a Shemelim Kineged Yom. So as a result of the flow she had on the 8th day, she has to observe as a clean day, she has to be separated from her husband on the 9th day. So, but then the other 7 days left of the Yom Teri, because from the 1st till the 8th, Yom Teri. From the 9th till the 16th, Yom Teri. But the 9th, she has to be separated from the husband. Because as a result of having menstrual flow on the 8th, so on the 9th day, she married him Kineged the 8th, she became his Zavetana. So the 9th, she has to be separated. But the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, she doesn't have to be separated. We are discussing it from the point of view of the Deraisa. So Mimele, she has seven days of the second Shmeino Yomim period. So 7 days she's with Teres Levayim. So we already had 7 days. Altogether, in the course of 48 days, she'll have 15 days where she's with Teres Levayim. So we already have 7 days where she's with Teres Levayim. The 7 days can extend from the 10th till the 16th. 7 days. Now then, from the 17th to the 24th, so that's Yom Tmei. I mean, she has a menstrual flow. Now, these days, the 16th and the 17th, so the 16th, I'm sorry, not the 16th, the 16th, she's Mutarazabaya. From the 17th till the 24th, so it's Yom Tmei, she has a menstrual flow. But the 17th and the 18th of that period, of the third 8 day period. So the 17th and the 18th are the last days of the Yedaleh Fiyim of the Yemei Zibeh. The last days, the last 2 days of the Yedaleh Fiyim of Yemei Zibeh. What did she become as a result of the menstrual flow she had on the 17th and the 18th? Not Izabek Deyoe, Izabek Tana. two years and two successive days, makes her into Zavikhtan. So Mele, that means she has to count one clean day as a Shemeres Yem Kineged Yem, because of the Riyah she had on the 17th and the 17th and the 18th. The Riyah she had on the 17th and the 18th. So she became Izabetan. So she has to count one clean day. She cannot observe that day, the 19th, because 19th, she has a menstrual flow. What kind of a clean day is it? It's not a clean day. So so that means, when can she start counting the one clean day? After the flow subsided. Now she has a flow from the 17th till the 24th. From the 17th till the 24th. So then, from the 25th till the 32nd, mark the other period. That's the fourth period of 8 days, which is Yom Teir. Which is Yom Teir, because the first 8 days is Yom Teir. She has a menstrual flow. The second 8 days period is Yom Teir. The third 8 day period is Yom Teir. The fourth is Yom Teir. She has no. They are devoid of that. The fourth 8 day period. So the days extending from the 25th till the 32nd are devoid of that. But is she muteres by law on the 25th day? She's not muteres by law on the 25th day. Why isn't she muteres by law on the 25th day? Because she became izobektame as a result of the menstrual flow she had on the 17th and the 18th. Could she have counted a clean day on the 19th? No, she had a menstrual flow. So then, when did the flow subside? With the expiration of the 24th day. So the 25th day was a clean day, but she had to be separated from the husband in order to realize a count of one clean day. So, in order to realize a count of one clean day. So the 25th day can be counted by her as one clean day, because of the status of Zavikhtana she acquired as a result of the menstrual flow she had on the 17th and the 18th, then the 26th she muteres lebailo. On the night of the 26th she can be kvelas and she is muteres lebailo. So she muteres lebailo the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, the 29th, and the 28th, then and the 30th, the 31st, the 32nd. So how many more days that she can be with her husband? 7 more days. So in other words, so she was allowed to be with the husband on 7 days that extended from the 10th to the 17th. I'm sorry, from the 10th to the 16th, So she had 7 days of hetal bailo, and then she has another period of 7 days that she is muteres lebailo, extending not from the 25th, because the 25th she has to count as a clean day, because she became a zavektane as a result of the menstrual flow she had on the 17th and the 18th. But another 7 day period she is muteres lebailo, extending from the 26th till the 32nd. So it's 7 days that extended from the 10th to the 16th, and another 7 days, the Shemitah bylaw, that extended from the 26th to the 32nd. So altogether it's 14 days. 14 days. But the Gemara says that she is allowed 15 days to be from every period of 48 days, she is allowed to be with her husband 15 days. So 14 days you already have. Where's the 15th day? Now, from the 5th 8 day period is again Yom Tnei. In other words, the 8 day period can extending from the 33rd till the 40th. That's the 5th 8 day period of Yom Tnei. Any odd number period is Yom Tnei. Any even number period of 8 days is Yom Teret. So the fifth, extending from the 33rd till the 40th, is Yomim Tmei. Of course, she's a Asur Lebayla. Now, so what is it? Yom Nidia or Yom Zivi? Now, here, so the woman, so she did so far, she didn't have to count Zayin Kim. So Mele, you can apply an uninterrupted count. Even according to the Ramban, I mean, and this Gemara again is like the Ramban Shit. This Gemara again is counter to the Ramban. So again, we have to apply it to a woman who does not have the Veset, on the contrary, to a woman who has the Veset Kavua. A Veset Kavua, I mean, even though, I mean, this woman is entirely mixed up, I mean, she's all mixed up in her Riyas Dam, so how